Welcome to Shul Machshav on the Daf. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Memches. The Gemara throughout the Daf teaches us how do we know the Korbanos, the Kodesh Kadashim, need to be shechted Bitzofon in the north. And it is clear in the Gemara, the main place where it says to do Tzofon, to do the north, is in Korban Oilo, and specifically by a Benzoin, by a sheep, by a goat. And then from there, the Gemara learns to a ben bakar, meaning to a oilu, which comes from a bigger animal, like a bull. And after that, the Gemara learns from the oilu to other korbanos, like chatos and like asham. So we find divrei Rabbi Seinu, two mahalchim to understand, why the tzofon is mentioned specifically by a oilu and specifically by a ben soin. The Mishnah Chachma, in the beginning of Vayikra, explains that the reason we have Tzofon is because it's a remez to Akedas Yitzchok. He quotes the Medrash that says that Tzofon reminds us of Akedas Yitzchok, Shetzofon afara lezikoron lifnei Hashem tamid. The hefer of Akedas Yitzchok is always in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzofon is hidden in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why does this have to do with Tzofon? So the Mishnah Chachma explains, based on the Gemara Babas of Avchofei, that says the Ruach Tzfoin is Psucho, the northern side of the world is open. And Mishnah Chachma explains, what does it mean? It means that we have Bechira Chofshis. You have free will to choose to do good or to do bad. What Avraham Avinu did, Avraham Avinu chose to do Akedas Yitzchok, meaning he was doing Mesiris Nefesh to be Moisa himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning he took his free will to be Meshabed, his Ritzoinus, his will to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the koyach that everyone in Am Yisrael has to be moisa nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where does that come from? It comes from the Akedas Yitzchok, from the fact that Avraham Avinu was willing to be Shabbat himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is always the tzofon, the korbanos, that's what's coming to Mirabi. It's coming to show us that tzchus of Mesirus Nefesh that Avraham had in Akedas Yitzchok. Says the Mishnah Chachma, that is the reason that specifically it says Beit Tzoin. Because the animal that was by Akedas Yitzchok was a tzoin. It was a ram. So that's why Davka ben tzoin mentioned suffering. And from there you learn to ben bakor, which wasn't in Akedas Yitzchok. Adirabba, the ben bakor reminds us of Chet HaEgel. That's why Mefeirish says suffering regarding Akedas Yitzchok, Loshon Tzofon, that was in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to mekabel the korbanos for the Mesirus Nefesh of Avraham. Continues Mishnah Chachma to explain the Hemshech of our daf. That it says that by Ben Oif, the Gemara says you can't learn a bird from an animal, because by a bird, there's no kli, you don't have to shecht with a kli. Says the Mishnah Chachma Gevaldik, because by Akedas Yitzchok it says, Vayikach ha-ma'achez lishchot esbnoi. And that is the source of the fact you need to have a kli when you do shechita. So Ben Oif doesn't have a ma'acheles. Ben Oif the Gemara understands in the Havamina is not similar to Akedas Yitzchok. And that's why the Gemara has that sad that maybe you can learn from here tzofon. And concludes the Mishnah Chachma, that's another nekuda in our daf. The Gemara says, what about Seir Nachshon? The Seir, the Nesim brought in the beginning of the Mishkan. So says the Gemara, you don't need tzofon. Says the Mishnah Chachma, why not? Because if all tzofon is to remind you of Mesirus Nefesh of Akedas Yitzchok, by Nachshon you don't have to have that because Nachshon already did his own Mesirus Nefesh by jumping into Yam Suf. So he doesn't need the tzofon to remind us of Akedas Yitzchok. This last Nekudim Meshachach was a little hard to understand because Seir Nachshon is not referring to Nachshon only, it's referring to all the Nisim. So maybe then the last Nekudim needs more Biur. Another Mahalach that we find in the Divrei Rabbi Seinu is that Tzofon is Lashon Tzofun, referring to the Yetzer Hara, which is hidden in the heart of a person. So the Chas HaSoev says like this, he says that when you have by Oilo, you can have a Ben Tzoin or a Ben Boker. It says, Ben Tzoin comes for Hiruhei Alev, for bad thoughts. While Ben Bakr comes for an Ese and Loisa Sanita Klase, on a Maise. So that's why he mentioned Tzofon Dafka by Tzoin, because that comes for Hiruhei Alev, because Tzofon is Lashon Tzofun, referring to the Yetzer Hara, which is in the heart of a person. And the same Ma'alach is brought down in the Shem Shmuel, Pasha Tzav, Tafresh Ayin Aleph. And he says the name of his father, the Abnezer, that's the reason that Tzofon is mentioned by Oilo, not by Chatos. Because Oilo is coming for Hiruhei Alev. Chatos is coming for a Maise. You want to refer to tzafon, loshon tzafun, what's hidden in the heart of a person, the yetzer hara. I specifically talk about oylo nara bechatos. So say both the Chasam Sofer and the Shem Shmuel. So why? In the end, we hold the chatos does come in the tzafon. If it's not coming for Yehurim, it's coming from Maiseh. So they both answer the same answer. They say, we know that Korban Chatos comes from a Maiseh, which Maiseh Shoigig. A person will not make a mistake and do an Aver B'Shoigig unless there's something wrong in his heart. If he did not have Hihuri Ha'ilev, if he did not have Yishtekikus and will to do the Avera, he would not do the Aver B'Shoigig. So that's why because the oil comes from Hurim, and Chatos, even though apparently comes in a Maise, but really the source of that Maise is coming from Hurim, and that's why you need to have also Korban Chatos in the Tzofon in the north. Adds a Shem Shmuel, but what's the problem if a person wants to do an Avera? Didn't we learn that a person should say, the reason why I'm not eating Chazir, it's not because I don't want to. I want to, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me not to. So a person wants to do an Aveiro, he says, I want to do the Aveiro, but I'm not doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me not to. So isn't that a great Milo? Why are we bringing a Kapora for that? Answers the Shem Shmuel based on the Evan Ezra. The Evan Ezra explained, how can he say Lo Yisachmer, not to be jealous? Because if a person knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this is not yours, it means it doesn't belong to him at all. You have no taiva, no reason to be jealous. Says the Shem Shmuel, the same thing is over here. Once the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that this is usur, this is prohibited, so immediately there will be no will to do it. And what he quoted before means, if the Torah would not write it, then we really would want it. But now the Torah is sent out to do it, istakel b'raisu b'ra'alma, for us is not even an option to want it. So immediately that's the reason that a person has to have kapara on yirurim of korban chatos. And that's why it has to be b'tzafon loshon tzafon. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shurim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.